Myself, my name is
Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the show today. All right, so today I'm going to talk about something that can possibly change your life. Listen to me right now. Hit share, do whatever you need to do, because I'm about to give some information that could be critical for your future once I logically explain this to y'all, okay? So, y'all ready for this? Are y'all ready? All right, good. Wrote a song about it. Here you go. So this past weekend, I'm sitting around. I'm drinking some Wild Irish Rose. My boy's there. And of course, you know, they want to talk some politics. So they start talking about Trump, right? So as they started talking about Trump, they start making jokes about the new Space Force. Now, Tony makes jokes about the Space Force, too. They was like, oh, I can't wait to join the Space Force. I can't wait to join the Space Force. I'm going to be all up in Mars killing Martians. Can't wait to join the Space Force, right? So as I'm sitting there and I'm laughing at them talking about the Space Force, all of a sudden, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Why the hell do we need a Space Force? Now, listen to what I'm finna say to you. Why would the government benchmark trillions of dollars? They like, we don't have no clue of what this is going to cost, but we're going to pay for it no matter what. And it has to be done by 2020. This is when they want this thing to be going into effect. Now, this is the thing. It was, well, let me keep going. I'm going to break all this down and show y'all how something is bigger going on. All right. So as I'm sitting there drinking with them, I realized something. They know something we don't know. It's no way in the world they would create, especially all these generals. And this is a bipartisan thing. This ain't even, the Republicans ain't the only ones doing this. Democrats are doing this. They bipartisan are partisanly saying, we need a space program. We need a space force. Now, hold up. This is when, you know, the rolls kicks out and the logic kicks in for me, because I'm just like, yo, Whoa. So, me being the way I am, I start researching this. Now, you can do your own research, too, for you can see for yourself. Do y'all know this goes all the way back? See, people think this is crazy, but this goes all the way back to 2000. Even in 2007 and 2008, under Obama, the Democrats was trying to get this space. They was calling a space course. That's what they called it. They didn't call it a space force. They called it a space course, right? Now, all these administrations is trying to put together a space force, and every administration from 2000, from 2007, from 2008, all of them were saying it got to be done by 2020. All of them. Now, let me tell you something else that crossed my mind. Who the hell is building this space force? What companies are building the space force? Well, I did some research on that, too. Let me tell you the three companies that's going to be the main contributors of this Space Force thing. And let me pull this up right now for you guys. According to NASDAQ, now this is coming from NASDAQ, who does the stocks. All right. Check this out. They say the three companies you must have stocks in that you can get rich off of because of this Space Force is... Let me give you the three stocks. Hold on. Let me see here. Lockheed Martin, number one. Their symbol is NYSE. Oh, I'm sorry, their symbol is LMT. The second one is Honeywell International. All right. And then the third one is Boeing. Now, let me tell you something I realized in this moment. I said, what in the world is going on? So I did a little digging. Guess who just brought a whole bunch of Lockheed Martin, Honeywell, and Boeing? Warren Buffett. And when I'm saying a lot, I'm not talking about like a couple of thousand dollars, y'all. A lot. A lot. It is something going on that they're not telling us. And every administration has had privy to this because every administration's goal date was 2020. Now, I'm going to show you something else. The dude who's supposed to be a time traveler who said Yolanda King is going to be president in 2030, who predicted Trump, this dude said that America will know aliens by the year, I believe he said 2022 or 2028. It is something going on. We don't know. It is something going on. We don't know. Now, look, I was telling Tony before the show, it's a couple of things I'm sure of. I'm sure I'm black. I'm sure I'm a die. I'm sure these stocks are going to go through the roof. Because if they earmarking this for the people to build a space force, this stuff is going to be $1 trillion or more to do. This is the one time I'm going to tell y'all, real talk, if you've never done it before, if you've done it in the past and you're a little afraid, I understand. Go buy some of this stock, but also we need to do a group buy because the stock is selling, like, realistically, like, let me see what, one of them is $140 a share right now. One of them is I can't see what, Boeing and Lockheed is, but I'll look them up. But we need to, yeah, Boeing is 341. We need to do a group buy on this because that's the only way we can make an indenture on it because most of us ain't got money like that. $341 a share, you won't even be able to buy a share. Lockheed is 313 a share. I mean, so, but this is these are the stocks that the 1% is about to jump on, y'all. Because of this Space Force thing, we need to do the same thing. You need to do the same thing. Go open you up a TD America account. Go open up a Share Builder account. Go open up a Fidelity account. Go open up one of these accounts online and buy you some and just hold it. Buy it and just hold it. They saying 2020. So by 2020, 2021, this money should be sitting there like a piece of gold for you. Right? Think about this from a logical point of view. Why would we need to spend trillions of dollars to build a space force unless something is going on we don't know about? It's either a damn asteroid coming towards us or it's they found life and they don't want us to know we found life because this life looked like they might be getting ready to attack. Something is going on. It doesn't make sense. Logically, from a lot, what reason on earth do we have to create a space force? It makes no sense. None whatsoever. None. And for the every administration since 2000 has been trying to create some kind of space. Rumsfeld was trying to do it under Bush, but 9/11 happened. And so they pushed it off. Then when Obama came in, they wanted to do it again. Obama would say, "Wait, we're going to wait on that. Let's focus on healthcare. We got to 2020. Every one of these administrations has looked at this and said, well, we got it to 2020, 2020. Now it's become a priority. Now it's becoming a priority. You got to understand, it is plenty of things that they get information about that we don't get. And see, let's look at this from another logical point of view. If people knew an asteroid was going to hit this country in 2020, it would be chaos going on in the streets right now. People would be doing whatever the hell they wanted to do because they'd be like, the earth is ending anyway. Why do I need to follow any rules? So, of course, they wouldn't tell us why they really building a space force. If they found life and they think that life potentially could be a threat, they're not going to tell us that they found life and this life could be a threat until they have a space force. So they can say, look, it's no need to panic because we got the space force. Think about this. So, group buy. Send $50. We're going to do $50 a person. Club44@att.net. PayPal right now. PayPal, club44@att.net. We're going to buy these stocks this week so we can get in on this. Listen to the WB.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
What? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
What? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right. So everybody, let's do the group one. And for the memo, you can put group or space force for the group one. For everybody who wants to get in on a group one. But I also recommend you do this as an individual. And look, this is what I'm going to tell you to do. Real talk. Let's just have a moment here, and then I'm going to get back into this. Go open up your own thing. Start off with whatever you can put in there. 50, 100, 1,000, whatever. What we're going to do with the group, I'm going to buy all three stocks, whatever we get. So if we get $3,000, we'll do $1,000 in each one of the stocks, all right? But you individually need to open up an account, start putting some money in there, and just put some money in there every month. I don't care if it ain't nothing but $10, y'all. Put something in there every month because if they're building this, you're going to make money off of this. You're going to make money off of this. And Latrell, this ain't with me, man. This is why it's called a group thing. Don't be like that, brother. Please, I don't want to have to block you. Don't be like that. But this is called a group thing because as an individual, you can't buy three. Well, maybe you can. You know, maybe you want to do it that. If you want to do that, you do that. Do your own thing. But Coast to Coast is saying, somebody just said Coast to Coast said they've been talking about this for years. And if you had infrared glasses, you can look up and see spaceships. Now, I don't know about that. I don't know if I can believe that. But the reality of it is this. We have to be asking questions about why they want to build this. I mean, it's something going on. I was just telling Tony in the break, if you was writing a movie, think about this. If you're writing a movie, you got scientists right now. And they've been doing this probably since 2007, 2008, right? They've been literally trying to find a planet for us to relocate on, right? Now they're building a space force. What is going on? Why do we, you hell-bent on trying to find a planet to get out of here. Right? Now they building a space force. If you was writing a movie, you would think an asteroid or something is coming our way. Some kind of catastrophe is about to happen. Because they're looking for a planet where they can move everybody to or move the rich to. And now they're building a space force. And like I was telling Tony, like I told y'all, think about this. If they announced the asteroid was coming today, it would be all chaos in the street. If they're like, an asteroid is set to hit America or hit the country or hit the world in January of 2020. That's a year and some change away. People would be doing whatever they wanted to do. It would be complete chaos in the streets. But if they tell you it's an asteroid about to hit the planet in 2020, but we got the Space Force, they're already in place, we got the technology up there to shoot the asteroid off course, you can keep everybody pretty much safe at that point. Right? Now, if it's something else like aliens, they just want to be prepared, I guess. They found something, they seen something, they're trying to prepare. And see, this is the other thing. Let me give y'all a come to Jesus moment about technology and the government. When I was a kid, my uncle and aunt both worked in the Pentagon. My uncle was talking about flat screen TVs back in the like 81, 82. He's like, they got flat screen TVs all over the Pentagon. And people was like, what do you mean, like the big screen? He's like, no, it's on the wall. They had the technology in the 80s. They just wasn't putting it out yet. They probably got all kind of stuff we don't even know about right now. That's capable of doing things. They probably got guns that can shoot you and you melt. We just don't know they have that technology because it's not made to the public. I mean, think about when you go to these car shows and they show you these cars of the future. These cars have stuff in it that these cars today don't have in them. Now, go get your own account. You can go to TD Ameritrade. You can go to Fidelity. You can go to ShareBuilder. All these are on the internet. You can sign up, open up your account. And you put your money in each one of those accounts. See, the good thing about, even if you just do one of them and you just keep putting money in it, eventually that money comes back. Because if they're building this stock is going to go through the roof. And see, the good thing about doing a group one, you can own three pieces. You can own all three of them instead of just one. Oh, they announced a gun that'll put a person on fire? Wow, that's crazy, man. They got so much going on. Somebody give Chill Dog the stock tickers. It's Lockheed Martin, LMT, Honeywell International, HON, and then it's Boeing, which is BA. Those are the three tickers. All right? Those are the three tickers you want to get in on. You ain't got to do the group. You can do the individual. You do as much as you want to do. But I'm just going to be honest with y'all. If I had $100,000 of money just on the side that I just had in the bank, I would be investing heavily in these three stocks right now. I probably real talk, would put 20, 20, and 20 on each one of these stocks. Because this is the kind of stuff right here that when you look at it, it's something 99% of the people are going to miss this. You know why they're going to miss this? Because people think this fool in the White House is doing this. A Space Force, oh, that's a waste of money. That's a waste of time. All you got to do is go do a little research and you'll find out they've been talking about this since 2000. So it's something more going on here. I don't even think this is coming from this idiot. I think this is part of the directive of whoever's in the White House because they know something is going on. They know something is going on. Who would have ever thought in our lifetime you can make a gun off a 3D printer? You ain't even got to buy a gun. You could just print a gun and shoot a bullet. Who would have thought that in their lifetime? You know they're going to be making 3D women and men in a minute, right? You know that, Tone. Oh, man. Look, I got to talk about Insecure and Power. I just started watching Insecure. This show is crazy. You listen to the WB.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. Man, look, it is so much going on that's crazy. I forgot about they was going to the Sun. To Bing reminded me, and it was like, nah, they can't. They actually are going to the Sun. They're gonna orbit the Sun. That's what they're gonna do. And it's in a rocket that doesn't have a human being in it. It's being controlled from Earth. Man, this is crazy. According to CNN, it's not a journey that any human can make to NASA. So NASA is sending a roughly 10-foot-high probe on a historic mission that will put it closer to the Sun than any spacecraft has ever reached before. The probe will have to withstand heat and radiation never before experienced by any spacecraft, but the specially designed mission will also address questions that couldn't be answered before. Understanding the Sun in greater detail can also shed light on Earth and its place in the solar system. It's crazy, man. Hey. What is going on? I mean, what is really, really, really going on, y'all? I'm just saying. All right, we'll talk about this again at the top of the hour when we reset the show. Let's talk a little bit about Omarosa for a second. Then I want to talk about what I'm going to give you a prediction for everybody who watched Power. I'm going to predict what the season is going to be. And then I binge watched from 1 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock this morning, Insecure. I had never seen it before. I watched it from season one to season two to the beginning of season three. The funniest episode to me was when she got hit in the eye and she left the boy and she was standing on the corner with a piece of paper on her eye like somebody had punched her in the eye. But we'll talk about that in a minute. Y'all know what I'm talking about if you watch the show. But let me talk about Omarosa now. Omarosa on Meet the Press came out and said, look, I taped John Kelly and I taped him because I've been trying to meet with this man for months. He never would meet with me. Then he called me into the Situation Room. So you damn Skippy, I was going to tape him because I thought something was wrong. Now she tapes John Kelly and now everybody on the right is talking about how she needs to be locked up. Everybody on the left is talking about how Trump has no control over his White House because somebody was able to go into the Situation Room and record and nobody knows the difference. Now, let me just say this, all right? Couple of things here. One, how is anybody going to get mad at Omarosa when Trump is using an unsecured phone line, cell phone, to talk to world leaders? Meaning that anybody, look, a 12-year-old hack could hack into his phone. A 12-year-old. Not to mention that everybody in that White House has a history, including the president, of recording people. Of recording people. Now, I do fault Omarosa on one thing. I fault her on the fact that she knew what she was dealing with when she went to that White House. She can act like she didn't. Well, I didn't know, you know, I didn't know he was saying the N-word and all this. She knew what kind of man this man was before going to that White House. Before. See, that's the thing. If you know the person is like this, you can't claim, well, hey, I didn't know. I didn't know. You knew they were like that. You knew that. And so you can't get mad. Now, I tell you the other thing, though, I will give her credit for. See, I remember, I don't know if y'all remember, when she was let go, right? April Ryan went on CNN and said that it was a huge fight. They almost had to get security. That she tried to break back into the residence and all this other stuff. That her and Kelly almost came to blows when Kelly fired her. Go listen to the tape. It don't sound like they fighting, do it. In fact, she was very respectful because he talked to her like she was a little kid. He was like, this is non-negotiable. All I need from you is yes or no. He actually talked to her the way the flight attendant talked to, Tamara Braxton. Did y'all see that? Did y'all hear about the pilot coming out telling Tamara, you don't say nothing, just say yes or no. Did y'all hear about that? I mean, the way that he talked to her was like, you're beneath me, so don't open your mouth, period. Don't open your mouth, period. All I need to hear from you is yes or no. Then he threatened her on the low. He was like, man, you got a lot of legal issues here. But we can make all this go away if you just go away quietly. I mean, look, say what you want to say about Omarosa Recording as being disloyal and, you know, against the law. But if she hadn't recorded that, the truth of the matter is everybody would have believed April's story and the White House's story. Now, what's sad is April got her story from the White House because she wasn't in the room. And she took the story and ran with it. And when you hear this tape of General Kelly, you can hear that he was talking to her like, hey, you beneath me. Now, he might talk like that because he's a general, and he might talk to everybody like that because everybody's beneath him. And that may just be his natural thing. So I'm not going to even say it's about him being a racist. I'm not going to go down that road. But the road I will go down is the fact that he had no respect for her. None. Not one little bit. The tape proves it. Now she's saying she got other tapes. We'll see. We will see. But as I heard that tape, it made me think of something, right? I watched Shades of America for the first time. I saw the first episode of Kamal Ball's show. And I guess this was the episode where he met with the KKK. Now, let me tell you what I found really interesting about his show with the KKK. And it's almost reminiscent of the show I did with the KKK. I don't know if y'all remember that. I had the Grand Wizard of the national recruiting of the Ku Klux Klan call into the show. Had him on for an hour. And he talked about how, you know, 90% of their members were police officers, judges, that they believed in being in positions of authority. They were teachers. And I mean, he was nice as he could be to me. And he literally was like, you know, we don't believe in hate. We just want to be separated. We don't believe it should be mixing. Should not be mingling of the bloodlines. The Bible tells us this. And everything was drenched in Christianity. As I watched his show, it reminded me of that because every one of them was nice to this man. And every one of them leaned on Christianity of why they were doing what they were doing, why they was wearing the robes, why they wanted to be separated, why it shouldn't be no mixing, why they call anybody who mixed mud and all this other stuff. And it was all based in Christianity. And it just made me think, how many people are walking around right now that you are working with that you're going to go in front of as the judge is going to be one and the DA may be one and the sheriff may be one and the cop pulling you over and the teacher that your kids are going to, and they just as nice as they can be when you're there. Nice as you can be. and you dealing with them and don't even know that behind closed doors they got these roles. Right? Now, let me tell you why I'm bringing this up. I'm bringing this up because it's time for us to play differently. This is why I'm talking about the Space Force thing. We got to look at stuff differently. We have to. We come back. I want to talk about something. I've been telling you about how we need to change how we think. I'm about to give you the number one reason you need to change how you think. The number one reason. When we come back, you listen to the WB.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right. Let me tell you the number one reason you need to change your thinking about everything. The reason you need to change your thinking about everything is because we're not playing the game the right way. We're not. See, I don't even care about racism. I don't care about other people. I don't get mad at white folks no more. You know why I don't get mad at white folks no more? Because they playing their game. And we keep trying to get them to stop playing their game instead of us just saying, you don't want to play with us? Okay, we go play our own game. We keep trying to either play their game or get them to stop playing their game instead of us creating a game. Look, let's have a real conversation just for in this moment, right? Let me show y'all something. As I come on here and talk about this Space Force stuff, and I talk about this in from a point of doing group economics and doing something like this. Don't you know if I was on a white station saying all this, white folks would be like, where do I get in? Let me go get this in my portfolio. Because, see, they understand this is something that eventually will make the money down the road. But most people are not picking up on it because they're hearing it's Trump and they're making fun of it. Black folks, man, I don't know. Man, what are you talking about, huh? Wait, that's another thing? I don't know. They think differently because for them, it's about long game. Stop thinking short game. Stop thinking right here. You have to be thinking tomorrow, the next generation, and the next generation. That's your thought process. Let me show you the difference between white folks with money and black folks. Now, I'm not saying this to talk down about black people, but I'm trying to show you that their thought process and their game is completely different than ours. All right? One of my roommates in law school is related to Arthur Blank. Now, at the time when I first met Mr. Blank, I did not know he was the owner of Home Depot and the owner of the Atlanta Falcons. I had no clue about that, all right? But the first time I met him, I wasn't at his house. I was at my house. We were at the house that we lived in all together. Now, let me show you the mindset of his relative who came from money. And me, his relative, Brett, drove a 2000 Honda Accord that was gray, that didn't even have leather seats. He wore Lee jeans and Wrangler jeans and T-shirts. And his shoes were mostly flip-flops or shoes like that. He didn't have Gucci, Versace, and all that. He had literally the basic stuff. Now, when we would go out, right, Brett would always point out who had money. And the people he would point out who had money all had this look about them. And you know what the look was? They didn't have money. That's what they looked like. And he was like, Warren, the people who have money don't want you to know they have it. The people who don't have money or got a little money, they so happy they got it, they trying to show the world they got it. He said, I learned that from my pops. I said, okay. So then I meet his father. And when I meet him, literally, right? We get to talking, and everything we're talking about, whether it's sports, whether it's fashion, whether it's women, his whole conversation with us was, don't think about today. Think about 10 years from now. Think about 20 years from now. We were talking about women. And he's like, yeah, she's a nice looking girl right now. He's like, go look at her mama. And if her grandmama alive, go look at her. See how she going to look when she ages. Because that's what you want to know. Not what she looks like today. Right now, she's nice. But if this is who you're going to end up with and you're going to have kids with and you may be with for the rest of your life, you want to make sure it's going to look like that when they get older. Look down the line. Investing. We were talking about investing. He was like, never look at a stock for what it is today. Look at what it can be 5 years down the line. And we was like, well, how do you do that? He was like, this is what they do every day on Wall Street. It's called speculation. They speculate what the stock is going to be. And he said, and how you find out what a good stock is you speculate on what they're going to be developing. And if they're developing the next big thing, you want to get in on it before it gets to the next big level. Down the line. Not right here in front of you. Down the line. What can it be down the line? That's what you want to do. Now, let me show you something in that thought process and in that game. This is the game the Ku Klux Klan is playing right now. This is the game that all these racial organizations are playing right now because they classify themselves as a 501c3, right? So now they don't have to pay taxes. Then they go under the veil of Christianity. All right? Now, this is a long game move. This ain't a short game move. Why? Because if they don't have to pay taxes, they can financially sustain. If they go under the veil of Christianity, then at that point, they're not a hate group. They're not a hate group. It's a long game. It's a long game. The KKK went bankrupt in this country. And when they went bankrupt, they went from 300,000 members across the country to less than 5. All right? But when they reestablished it, they realized a couple of things. One, we need to be a 501c3. Two, we need to be viewed under Christianity so that we will never be labeled a hate group under the laws of the land. This is the long game. And see, part of what I get frustrated with dealing with even my own family, everybody look at the short game. And then when you try to show them the long game, they don't understand it. Why I got to wait that long? Why I got to take that long? Now, top of the hour, I talk about the Space Force, and I'm going to show you how Christianity, if you black, I don't even know how you can claim it at this point. I'll explain. You listen to the WB.